Florida Methodist Church lights candle for Kilmar Abrego Garcia on Easter. By Olivia Rondo on April 21, 2025. A far-left pastor of a Florida United Methodist Church lit a candle wrapped in barbed wire in honor of accused MS-13 gang member and alleged wife beater Kilmar Abrego Garcia during his Easter Sunday service, saying the United States government kidnapped him. The sermon was given by Reverend Andy Oliver of Allendale United Methodist Church in St. Petersburg, where he compared the El Salvadoran illegal alien to one of the criminals who were crucified alongside Jesus Christ before his resurrection. "We continue to pray for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who the Supreme Court has ordered must be returned home after our government unlawfully kidnapped him," Oliver said. "Scripture tells us that on Good Friday, Jesus promised a thief hanging beside him that they would be together in paradise. And while we don't expect paradise from our government, we do expect due process. While we do not need our leaders to emulate the grace of Jesus, we yearn for any official who wears a cross to speak words that mirror Jesus's mercy and compassion, instead of Pontius Pilate's fear and contemptment, sick. Jesus declared, 'The truth will set you free.' So God, make every government official tell the truth, that these detention centers have more in common with concentration camps than with prisons." Abrego Garcia's wife, an American citizen, accused him of beating, scratching, and ripping her clothes off in a 2021 court document requesting an order of protection, Breitbart News reported. On top of being an alleged abuser, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, reported that Abrego Garcia was arrested with rolls of cash and drugs on him along with two other members of MS-13 before he was transferred to El Salvador's Terrorism Confinement Center, Scott, in March of this year. Two judges found that he was a member of MS-13. "That finding has not been disturbed," said DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. "When arrested, he was wearing what is effectively MS-13's uniform." Despite the serious allegations against him and his illegal non-citizen status in Maryland, progressive lawmakers and churches have thrown their support behind Abrego Garcia. A review of Allendale United Methodist Church's Facebook page revealed a trove of far-left agenda pushing, including a photo of their welcome sign stating "Resurrection Isn't a Metaphor, It Is a Jailbreak. Free Immigrants Now." Reverend Oliver has also directed illegal aliens on how to evade immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, detention, speaking at a St. Petersburg council meeting with an Abolish ICE shirt and projecting an Abolish ICE message on the side of his church building. Another recent post congratulated Senator Cory Booker's DNJ recent 25-hour anti-Trump marathon speech on the Senate floor, saying he was praying with his feet as he spoke from the podium. The Methodist Church also takes part in LGBTQ Pride, with the official page posting church members posing with drag queens at such events. In a celebration of Transgender Day of Visibility, the church posted graphics claiming that transness show us the image of a transformational and transcendent God. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.